Hallelujah. Oh, you can do better. You can do better. Put your hands together for the Lord. That was for me. Do one for Jesus. Amen. First of all, I want to thank God for making it possible for me to be part of this spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. And I know that whenever we go through such a journey, we never come out the same. Amen? We come back empowered. We are able to do things that we could not do before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that whenever Moses went to the mountain, he came down. There were times that they could not even look at his face because the glory was so much. Hallelujah. Moses had to put a veil on his face before he could interact with the people. And this is going to be somebody's testimony. Hallelujah. People will look at you and it seems that it is not you. Hallelujah. You've got to tell them it's me. Amen. Because they will see something unique about you after these 21 days. Hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to also thank the man of the house, the papa of the house, the senior pastor, my big brother in the Lord, Reverend DeGraft. He has received me so well. And the wife has really taken good care of me. You know, men, when we say we have been taking good care of, it means, you know, well fed. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for them. Hallelujah. Amen. I also want to thank all the leadership for the warm welcome that you have given me. I will never forget about this. We had a fruitful interaction yesterday with some of the leaders, and God bless you. I mean, it's all sending one message to me that you are welcome here. Hallelujah. And I appreciate that. Amen. And it's an honor for me to be given such a high pulpit. I don't know what else that I'm going to say that you have not heard before. But sometimes there is something called grace that God gives to his people. Amen. That when they come around in times like this and you connect with them, something turns in your life. Something changed in your life. And I believe it's going to be somebody's story. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I don't know much Greek or Hebrew because if we are talking about theology, the theologian is sitting here. Therefore, I'm very, very careful. Hallelujah. I have to behave myself. Amen. 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 Father, I thank you. You began with us this 21 days. And we know that you are ending with us. But the end is going to be the beginning of miracles, breakthroughs, new realms of possibilities, blessings. Father, we are looking forward to this, oh Lord. We know some of us, ours have begun. And there are some of us is going to begin even today. And right now, as I'm speaking, Lord, I know that you have begun something new in the lives of your people. Thank you, Jesus. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
I want us to sing it with meaning prayerfully.
Oh, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God.
got times and seasons. You've got times and seasons in your hand.
Yes.
You call light. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. But you have chosen to call us your name. You are God,
you are God, from beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself.
There is none that can contest with you. There is none that can be compared. There is none that can challenge you. You are God. From beginning to the end. There is no other king. There is no other president. None can be compared unto you. Father, we have gathered in your presence this day. We say receive all glory, honor, adoration. All our worship we ascribe unto you, O Lord. Father, we say this segment of the service, take control. Spirit of the living God, speak through me. Use me as a vessel. Anoint me with the unction to function to your expectation, O God, that everyone under the sound of my voice will be blessed this day. Father, I know you know the heart desires of your people. As we began this 21 days fasting and prayer, today as your word is coming forth, let your word be the key that will unlock that realm. That realm that has been their heart desire. The key that will unlock it and reveal all that you have for them. In Jesus' mighty name. The saints shall say, hallelujah. Last Friday, by the grace of God, was the day I gave the first message that God gave me to be given to you. And today, I believe that there is another message that God wants you to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always, and it has been my experience, I can attend a conference maybe for 3 days, 4 days, and maybe one verse, one phrase, or sentence is what stays with me throughout. Hallelujah. So please have an open heart. Let your mind be receptive to the word that is coming. And I believe you will not live here the same. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, when Moses was about to leave the scene and God called him to pass on the baton to Joshua, there was an advice that God gave to him. He said, Joshua, for you to be successful in this ministry, for you to be successful in this journey, for you to be able to achieve success in what I am about to give to you, there is one advice I have for you. And this is it. What you have in your hand is my law, is my commandment, is my word. If you will not shift post, if you will not take your focus away from the word that I have given to you, but you will study it day and night, meditate on it, work according to the word, you will see success. You will see success. This book of the law is on the screen. You shall not depart from it. It should not depart from your mouth. It means you have to confess it every day. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture tells me that if you want to be successful in life, in career, in business, in ministry, in your marriage, if you want to see success even in the lives of your children, you can never do without the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is paramount. If we want to experience the next level of our lives, the realms of possibilities, then the key is the word of God. The key is the word of God. Hallelujah. We cannot do without it. Praise the Lord. Because the word of God is sure. It never changed. Psalm 138 verse 2. He has exalted his word above his name. It means that anytime you apply the word of God to the letter and the spirit of it, God's integrity is at stake. Because his word is exalted above his name. Therefore, if you apply the word, God must show up and God must make sure his word that he has spoken concerning you will not return to him void, but it will accomplish everything it has been sent to do in your life. If you want to see success in any area of your life, my brother, my sister, don't compromise on the word of God. Never consider the word of God as an option to the opinion of men. Don't allow psychology, philosophy to confuse you in life. There are many theories. There are many, all kinds of knowledge. Bible says in the last day, knowledge shall abound. People are confused. There are so many movements here and there. They are coming out with all kinds of things. And people are getting confused these days. The Bible told, according to the word of God, God told Joshua, he said, don't depart from my word. Just stick with it. Stay with it. Because constitutions will go through review. Many documents will be reviewed. People will come up with theories. Others will come and debunk it. And they'll come up with new ones. Many research that we have followed, we have believed. Now different research are coming out. And then we are saying the old ones are no good anymore. But the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word. My word. Now, if there is something that can never change, is it no more reliable? Dependable? Because it's unchangeable. Nothing changes the word of God. As you see it, so shall it be forever. Why don't you then rely on this one? Hallelujah. So, today I want to share with you that if we are going to experience the realms of possibilities, please, this is going to be the key to somebody. It has been my experience, and I want to share with you. Because you can never give what you don't have. Of what I have received, what I have experienced, I give unto you this day by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Please don't consider God's word as an option. In any decision or choice you have to make, please compare it to the word of God and make sure they are in line. They are in line. Anytime you want to take a step in life, make sure whatever you are doing is in line with the word of God. Amen? So today, I want to talk to you on the subject, total submission. Total submission to God's word. Total submission to God's word. The benefit. Hallelujah. There are so many benefits when we submit totally to the word of God. He told Joshua, this book should not depart from your mouth. You should meditate on it. Hallelujah. And I believe that if we are going to depend, submit our will totally to the word of God, we will never be disappointed. We will never be disappointed. Let's go to James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God, number one, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God has given you and I the power, the authority to resist the enemy. Life is not fanfare. Life is warfare. For you to achieve success in life, for you to live in the realms of possibilities, it is not an easy thing. That is why we go through the times of fasting and prayers in order to be empowered to be in a position to resist the attacks of the enemy. To stand opposed, to strive against all the afflictions and the weapons and the arrows he released at us. Life is a warfare. You don't get what you wish for in life. It is what you fight for. If it is about what I wish, I can wish for anything and I can just have them. But life is not like that. Hallelujah. So God says, I have given you the power. There is a guy whose purpose is to resist the possibility of you moving to the realm that I have ordained for your life. Therefore, I have empowered you to be able to fight against, resist him, to stop him, to strive against him. But before you could do that, you got to make sure you yield your authority, your will to mine. In other words, you got to submit to me first. And after you have submitted to my will, by my word, then you are in a position to be able to resist the devil. So until we are submissive to the word of God, we cannot resist the devil. Hallelujah. In other words, God is telling you and I, once we have yielded his authority and his power, then he has your back. It is not you doing the battle. It is not you striving or fighting against the enemy. It is me that is fighting behind you. Submit to me first. And now resist the devil. And I will do the battle for you. So please, total submission to the authority of God's word. However you want to put it, that will help you to understand. So it means that there is a battle that is going on. Because you see, the purpose of evil, as I said on Friday, is to destroy good. John 10:10, the Bible says the devil does not come except to come and steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy is going round. Like a rolling lion, he's stealing the joy, the peace, destroying marriages, destroying lives, our children. That is his assignment. Satan has nothing good for you and I. That is why Jesus has come to die for you and I. That when we became born again, we were empowered to be able to strive against him and take our rightful place in creation. And that is somebody's story today. Hallelujah. So church, never, ever, ever consider God's word as an option. Sometimes we tend to believe the word of man more than that of God. You know, sometimes when we have a case in court, we are thinking about the best lawyer in town. And once I have that lawyer, I know that's it. I'm sure to win. Sometimes when you are sick and you have been referred to the best doctor, you think that you are going to recover. We tend to believe in the experience and the professions of men. We believe in big names and what they are able to do and what they have done. And as a result of that, as you are going to hospital, you don't even want to think about prayer. As you are going to court, as the litigation is going, you have forgotten about even committing the thing to God's hands because you think that you have the best lawyer in town. God's word should never be an option. Always should be the ultimate. Don't use God as a spare tire in your life. Now, when you've got a flat tire, that is when you want to check the condition of your spare tire under your vehicle. Whether it's inflated or deflated, you don't know. Not until you are in trouble. And most of us, that is how we treat God. But he told Joshua, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. You should meditate on it. Before you can meditate, you have to study it. It has to be up there before you can meditate, and then it will sink down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Please, we have fasted, we have prayed. Now the next key we need is the word. Our total submission to the word of God is very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has worked for me and I know it will work for you. If somebody will listen to me, maybe because of you, God brought me all the way here. Praise the Lord. The benefit of total submission to God's word. You see, I have observed over the years that one of the potent weapons that the enemy is using to fight our submission to God's word, to God's will and his authority is tradition and culture. Tradition and culture is always contrary or at loggerheads opposing the word of God. We are born again. We are children of God. We know what the word of God says. But sometimes we are under pressure to do what pleases men. We put God's word on the side and then we want to now come back to it after we have failed. We are not successful. Church, culture, and tradition are very powerful. In Mark chapter 7 verse 13, the Bible says, making the word of God of no effect. It means culture and tradition renders God's word non-effect, impotent, unable to do what it's supposed to do for us. Making the word of God of no effect through your traditions, which you have been handed down, and many such things you do. Yes, we are Christians. We are children of God, yes. But you know, according to our culture, according to our tradition, it means God's word, we can totonase it for some time. And do what we have to do to please whoever. And after that, we go back for God's word. Don't compromise on God's word. If God has said it, it should settle the matter. It does not matter the opposition you are facing. God's word is true. It's so real. Just that we compromise. We don't trust him enough. But if you would trust him by his word, according to what he has said concerning the issue, that particular matter, if you apply it to the letter, God will never allow shame to come upon you. Nobody throughout scripture who has stood by the word, who has gone to every length to obey God, and God has allowed him to go through shame. It has never happened. And you will not be the first one. I'm sharing this with you because we are moving to the next level. The realms of possibilities. And I'm sharing with you the key, the secret. Total submission to God's word. The things that pastor is sharing with you, teaching you and all. You see, no, it is the word of God. It has the power to do what it's supposed to do for you. But our problem has been our submission to the word. Hallelujah. So because of your tradition, the same word I preach elsewhere, the same word, people are getting healed by the same word, people are getting their breakthroughs by the same word, people are getting all kinds of things by the same word. But you in particular, whenever I come here, nothing happens. Because the traditions here are heavy, heavy duty. And because of that, you have divided hearts. And that's what God doesn't like. Because Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. My prayer is that anybody that has allowed tradition to hold you down, you are coming up from this conference. You will leave it behind. The way you are saying amen, some of you are suspect. Don't allow traditions to hold you on the ground. Some of you, the backgrounds you are coming from is very heavy. And that is why your back is held on the ground. Because you are coming from that background. But the power of God, as I'm speaking right now, is breaking that yoke. It's releasing somebody from that background. We talk about born again and we are still suffering again. Today you will not suffer again. As you are a born again child of God, you will live in the realms of possibilities. Don't suffer again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Culture. Tradition. Sometimes when I see believers and their involvement in all those things and you know, I'm not saying everything about our culture is no good. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But there are some things that involve some rituals and, you know, ceremonial foods and all kinds of things. My sister gave birth to twins, and according to the culture, they had to kill a goat and I think fowl, put the blood on their feet, all kinds of things. Why must I go through this? Children are a heritage from God. If God has given me a gift, this chicken I'm killing, who am I giving to? Because God has not asked for this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got to watch certain things. I know a gentleman, a Christian in Edmonton. And he comes from one of the West African countries. I don't want to mention name. And I'm a Pentecostal. Come all the way from Africa. You live in Canada. Had a baby. And then took the umbilical cord. When it was cut at the hospital, he took it, he dried it, and sent it back to the family. Because there is a particular tree. That is where all the umbilical cord, no matter which part of the world you are, you have to bring your child umbilical. They bury it under the tree. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying, you know, culture is bad. No, that's not what I'm... These are the serious things that we are doing as children of God. A Pentecostal filled with the Holy Ghost. What are you doing to that child? Look at the foundation you are laying for that child. That child will live and grow here. May not even visit his motherland or where the parents come from. But the test he's going to go through... It will take special grace and deliverance of God to deliver that child. Because he is sitting in Canada, but spiritually he's connected to an altar somewhere that says you can never go beyond a certain limit. You try to make progress and that thing will pull you. It will draw you back to your ground. Background. Hallelujah. These are some of the things I'm talking about, church. God should never be an option. No matter what we are going through. Hallelujah. I remember in 1991, I felt sick. So sick. I nearly died. And I just felt it. So I told my younger brother, if I die, go to the city, Takrady. And I showed him where I leave my, you know, from secondary school on vacation, where I put my, do they still call it a chop box or Okay, trunk and those things. So, go, I leave everything there, and then just go and get them. Because I was so sick that the medical system, traditional health system, could not help me. Injection, medication, antibiotics, nothing. And nobody knew what was happening to me. If I take a step, somebody had to follow me. Because somehow they think that I might not be able to make it back. I was very, very sick. And my mom, I was born into a Catholic. And until, about 10 years after I traveled, and that's when I switched. And my mom came to me one day. And he said, son, this is what is happening. There is so much pressure from the community. My friends, they have come to me. There is an option. There is something else we could do. All I need is your consent to take your shirt, your cloth, to a particular shrine. They will perform some rituals and you will be fine. And by that time, you know, there is something called scripture union. I'm not sure whether it's still, you know, in those days, secondary school. And I was on fire. Hallelujah. I remember my Gideon Bible. That's what I had, but I was on fire. Hallelujah. I look into the face of my mom on my sick bed. I said, mom, I would rather prefer to die in Christ than to give you permission to take my clothes to the shrine. 1990 until today I'm alive. I don't know how the thing disappeared. You see, when you believe in God and his word and what he's capable of doing, God will never allow shame to come upon you. Hallelujah! Total submission to the word of God. We are talking about what we have experienced. It will never fail you. If you stand for God's word, it will never fail you. Hallelujah! Amen! Don't allow traditions and the cultures of men to take away the power that is in the word of God from you. You know, God's word, the moment you mix it with something else and you don't apply it fully, it can never give you the effect it's supposed to. It's just like a medication that you have diluted. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the amount of it that you take. You will never get the desired results. So please apply the word of God as it is. Take it as it is. And I'm telling you, it will do marvelous things for you. Hallelujah. A pastor friend was sharing with me, one lady is struggling. So many areas of her life, and including marriage. And in fact, it is not just herself, but there are others who are going through the same thing. But this particular lady, what happened? When she was born in London, grew in London, and when she was in her teens, the mother told her that, you know, she wants to take her the first time to Africa, Sierra Leone. And when they went, little did she know that everything has been arranged. The mother and the aunties, they applied pressure on her mom that they should bring her for female circumcision. And look at a girl of about 16 years, dragged down, held on the ground, and they did that to her. Since then, she has never been the same. I'm talking about the traditions of men. Hallelujah. There are some, they are sitting in the house of God, but when they call them, once it is about culture, it's about tradition, they will go. And they come quiet, Nicodemusly enter the church, and they carry the problem, and it's like we are praying and nothing is happening in the church. But you know where he went. You didn't tell me. You bought your ticket. I wasn't there. May God help us. I said, may God help us. We will obey the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing, you should avoid the temptations of the devil. Hallelujah. When you apply the word of God, it helps you to avoid the temptation. You will always overcome. You always overcome. Praise the Lord. I say, when you apply God's word, it helps you to avoid temptation. you overcome them. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let us read from verse 14 and verse 15. You shall not go after other gods and the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. Hallelujah. You should not go after other gods. Don't make one for yourself. Have nothing to do with them. Their ceremonial meals have nothing to do with them. The festivals and the rituals that go along with them, be careful of them. Because I, God, am a jealous God. The enemy may come to you, tempt you in several ways. This one, just one, just do it once and that's it. Oh, just try it once. And, you know, this one, even other Christians, they also, I also go to church. In fact, I'm a deaconess in a church. They will say everything to you to convince you. But at the end of the day, ask yourself, what does the word of God say? What does the word of God say? Praise God. Do not worship other gods. Don't bow to them. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, 3 times the enemy came to Jesus Christ. He said, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. If Jesus could be tempted, then who are you, O mortal man? If the Son of Man or the Son of God, Jesus did not give him that respect, but went to him. We are going through temptations every day. I don't know about you, but we are being tempted every day. But thank God for his Spirit. Thank God for his word that is helping us to escape through all of them, avoiding them, not succumbing to them. Hallelujah. When the enemy realized that this man has been through fasting and prayer for 40 days, by all means, this man will be hungry. Because he had a flesh just like you and I. And that was the time he went to present to him the option. If you have forgotten Son of Man or Son of God, you can turn this stone into bread and eat. And Jesus said, it is written. Bible says he took him to the highest pinnacle and he showed him everything, all the glory of this world. And he said, if you will only bow to me, Jesus said, it is written. He said, if you can jump from the pinnacle, because he has commanded in Psalm 91 that he will not allow your foot to strike a stone. He will command his angels to. Jesus said, you got to get away from me. Get away from me. I am here to submit to the word of my Father. The one who sent me, not you. What helped Jesus Christ to overcome? The word of God. He depended, he relied on the word of God. Whenever the enemy will bring the scripture, Jesus will also quote scripture. In fact, the devil knows scripture. Jesus will always say, it is also written. With the word of God, you can never go wrong. Somebody, I say, you will never go wrong. This 2018, make up your mind that from this day forward, no compromise. No compromise. Whatever the word of God says is final to me. I will not consider the choice of men as an option. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 27, he said, give the devil no foothold. Don't give him a footstool. Don't give him a step. Because once you give him a step, he will take more than that. And that was the mistake Mrs. Adam made in the Garden of Eden. He was not supposed to. In fact, when the serpent came, she was not supposed to even open her door and welcome him. And then now the conversation and that. Don't give the enemy a foot. Don't do it. Her mistake was for her to begin to interact with the devil. You can beat him. He's smarter. He was long before you were born. He knows you more than you think. And he's the master of... The Bible says that when he speaks lies, he speaks from the resources from the inside of him. The day the devil will speak the truth, it means it's a mistake. He has to go back and lie to become the devil. Hallelujah. She decided to entertain the devil and he thought that he could overcome. But he was there before you were created. So that is when people are straying into the territory of the enemy, I see it and I'm troubled because I know they are entering danger zone. Don't play with that guy. Oh, this one is just Christmas. Just one glass. Just one glass. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't start it. Because one glass will lead to one bottle. And one bottle will lead to one carton. And then one carton and then now you are going to be a warehouse. They have to bring the truck itself and then come and offload in your house. You go to grocery store and then you are looking if it's on sale. Hallelujah. Please, don't compromise with the devil. Don't entertain him. Hallelujah. Always stand by the word of God. I like the young man. At least he was young then. Joseph. Ha. When his brother sold him to the Ishmaelites and then eventually sold to Potiphar and he was in the house. The Bible says that he was given free scholarship. Hallelujah. Amen. Your master's wife. He said, daddy has traveled though. So this one is you and me. He said, Joe, today, me and you, nobody is here. And your master has given everything in your hands. He trusts you. He will never even conceive that you could do this. Praise the Lord. And Joseph said, how can I do this? How can I commit this sin and sin against my God? At that age, 17, he knew his God. He knew what his God has said concerning that particular issue. How can I do this and sin against, not himself, oh, I don't care where I find myself. I know my dad, my mom, my brothers are not here. I am a foreigner here. I am a slave here. They have taken my garment of cloth of gold, but they have not taken away my God. My God is still on there. So it doesn't matter what I've been through. It doesn't change who is on the inside of me. And if it were some of us, these days, Potiphar's wife, a government official, a cabinet minister's wife. So this 21 days, this is the breakthrough God has given me. God, you like me. I have suffered enough in this Toronto land. The land to discover, finally, I have discovered. What does the word of God say about that opportunity? You see, sometimes there are things that we see, opportunity, we think that, oh, this is a breakthrough. No. It's a recipe for breakdown. a breakthrough. So you got to watch it. Not all that glitters is. Every time you come face to face with an issue, something, a temptation, a challenge, make sure it is in line with the word of God. Let God's word give the final conclusion on that before you make a move. If it's against the word of God, it doesn't matter how good it looks on the outside, how well it may sound in your ears, please don't try it. Hallelujah. When you believe and you submit your will, total submission to God's word, it helps protect your mind against strongholds of the enemy. Like I said, there are so many movements. In fact, even in the clergy, there are some who have come on the, in here. But I'm telling you, if you check their background, they are carrying a different assignment. And it is not every doctrine we have to follow with our heart. There are some chaff among the wheat. And if we are not careful, before they are separated from the wheat, a lot of damage will have been done to the body of Christ. We have to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We got to know the word of God to guide us, to help us, to discern which one is true. Which one is genuine? Which one is from the Lord? All kinds of spirits are operating through people. Sometimes we see them and we think that these are people anointed of God, but they may not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, 2 Corinthians, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what we need to do, brethren. And for us to be able to cast down the imaginations and the every knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We got to know the word of God first. We got to have it on the inside of us first. Hallelujah. Because in the face of challenge and afflictions, it is not the time to pick the word or go through the word. It is what you know already, what is on the inside of you that will help you at that time. That's why we have to give ourselves to study the word of God. So that we'll be able to cast down those imaginations and the thought that exalt themselves. The philosophies and the psychology that is mixed with the word of God. Confusing people. Oh, you are God yourself. You can do anything if you believe in yourself. My Bible doesn't tell me that I should believe. I should believe in God. And he will do what he wants to do through me. I am not the source. He is the source. I must stay connected with him. Don't tell me I am God myself. I should believe in myself. I would rather believe in him first. It's very important. Hallelujah. You are God yourself. Some kind of teachings that are very weird ones. That is why we are going through all kinds of battle. Confusion. People are lying, mixing the gospel, using scriptures and adding their own and trying to confuse people. These are the imagination, the knowledge that we need to cast down. When we absorb them, they become strongholds. So sometimes, Bishop, you will teach, you will do everything. But whatever you are saying, it's like water running around the rock. It is not penetrating. Because the people are reading some books. The people are learning certain things on the internet. And whatever you are saying, they have their own opinion. Those are the knowledge that exalt itself above the word of God. And he said we should be in a position to cast them down. We need to understand that when you become born again, it is your spirit that is regenerated, not the mind. Not the mind. That is why Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says that do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed daily by the renewing of your mind. present continue. Every day we got to, because every day we are hearing new things. Every day we are seeing new things. Every day new things are coming around us. But for us to be able to stand, we're going to do it continuously and daily, renewing our minds. It is very important. So as for the soul, that is the battleground. And that is where most of us will lose the battle. Your spirit is regenerated, fine. But you got to do something about the soul. The brain is the organ that contains the soul. You don't see the mind. When you open the brain, you will not see the mind. As for the brain is the organ, and the soul operates there. And the soul is not born again. That's what you got to understand. And the soul is the seat of your emotions, your feelings, desires. That is where it takes place. And Eve saw the tree, and it was good in her eyes, and she saw it is good to eat. And once you have seen and you have admired, eventually it got into her hands. And look at the distance from the hand to the mouth. So close. Hallelujah. Things that exalt themselves, knowledge. If you want to stay true to the word of God and submit totally to God's word, be mindful of the literature, the things that you read, the books that you read. So that when you see Christians and all kinds of magazines, they read, they go to the grocery store and they pick all kinds, they know everything that is happening out there. But little do they know from the word of God. How can you grow? How can you develop? The word of God should be the ultimate. The first thing to begin your day. So that by the time you step out, you have already communed with your Father. He knows the agenda for the day. Do not trust in yourself. In all your ways, you have to acknowledge Him. And He will. Proverbs 3:5. And He will direct you. If you acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He shall direct your path. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We have to renew our minds about certain things. There are some we've gotten ourselves involved in so many things that do not help us grow spiritually. They don't develop us. We need time to feed our spirit man. And the balanced meal on earth to feed your spirit is the word of God. That's the spiritual meal you need to feed your spirit man. We do everything to take care of this physical body. Everything. Everything. The latest cream. The latest pancake. They call it Ponce now. The latest shoe, the latest everything. It's good to look good. But when you look good on the inside first, ha, kabayata. Broshikeberebe, the glory will be all over you. Feed your spirit man with the word. I'm telling you, if you apply God's word, Toronto will see you. Toronto will hear about you. They say, wow, is it you? And you say, yes, it is me. You will never go wrong with the word of God. Don't allow the things you hear become strongholds in your mind to fight the word of God. Let your spirit man be in control of you. Hallelujah. Whenever your soul is in charge, that is when life becomes a struggle. You are tripartite nature. You are spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. And you can look at people and tell which component of their life or of their being is in charge. If it is the soul, you see it. It manifests clearly. Because Galatians 5:19 talks about it. That the things of the flesh, they are clear. When the soul is in charge, it manifests. And when the spirit man is in charge of you, it is also clear. Hallelujah. And you can never come down from this mountain. Mountain of possibilities. And allow the soul to control you. No. It is time for the Spirit to take charge. I say it is time for the Spirit to take charge. Hallelujah. God becomes the shield, the defense, and the protector of them that submit to his word. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 and 18. Daniel 3, 16 and 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter." In fact, if you go to the preceding verse before this one, that's when the king wanted them to bow to the image that he has built. Hallelujah. And when the king told them, "You are part of my government, though you are foreigners, you are in captivity, but you have the special giftings, wisdom, knowledge, and I've brought you into my government. But this I ask of you, that as the trumpet is sound, everybody must bow to this God, including you." They were in captivity, but they had not forgotten about their God. You see, sometimes when we travel, pastor is not there, Sunday school teacher is not there, deacon is not there. We do their own thing. Wait yourself when you have made good many mercy. He said, "Oh king, let it be known to you that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship this God, this image of yours." In fact, the other verse before this, he said, "As for this issue, the question of we bowing to this image, please take it off the table. We don't want to waste time, with all due respect, as the king of the land. We don't want to even discuss it. I need Christians that can stand their ground like this." He said, "As for this one, please don't even bring it up, because we are ready for everything. Whatever you are ready to do for us." You know, we compromise here and there most of the time, and it breaks the heart of God. Just to please men. He told Joshua, and he's telling you and I, if you want to see success in life, in career, in marriage, any area of your life, this book of the law, make sure you walk by this book. He said, "Oh, king, yes, we were young when we were brought here, but we are not ready to do this one. This God, we have not seen it with our eyes, but yet we believe. His word is perfect, and it works everywhere, not only in Jerusalem. So we will not bow." And the Bible says the king became furious, and he asked them to hit the oven 7 times. And the people that took them to put them in the oven, the Bible says the fire killed them. The very thing they want to use to kill you will kill them all. You will be living and you will read about the obituary. The fire meant to kill this guy killed those that took them there. And in verse 24, something strange happened. Verse 24, the same chapter 3. Then the king was astonished. You will shock them. I'm not sure whether, please, am I in a sanctuary or mortuary? Where am I? Oh, then let me hear living word. You see, you are not living up to the name of I say you will surprise them. You are not getting what. This is God's word. I'm bringing the word of God to you.
The king thought he had finished them. This one, if the people that took them to the fire, they themselves, they are burnt, they are dead. Then these ones, even the bones are all. But to his surprise, Bible says he was astonished and he rose from his throne. He said, what am I seeing? Am I seeing right? Do I have my spectacles here? And that's what will happen, oh mama. Is that you? I don't think it's hell. Is that? He said, it's me. This is the doing of the Lord. And it's marvelous in your sight. He rose in haste. I've never seen such a thing before. Let me get close and see what is happening. What I'm seeing clearly. And he spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound? Hey, so even when they were going into the distance, today every chain, every shackle, where they think they have anchored you, the hand of God will enter there and will lift you. Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. All of us were healed. We all saw it when they were taking them. What they are seeing today, if they know what God is going to do tomorrow, tomorrow by this time, you are sitting beside somebody who doesn't know you yet, because what is about to happen? Say, neighbor, having come down from this mountain, before we step out of the sanctuary, be my friend. Be my friend. This is the time for you to be my friend. Take my number. Because tomorrow by this time, you have to go through my secretary before you can contact me. If you don't get my number now, it's over. You have to go through protocol, protocol, You don't know who you are. Kabaya tarababo. Hey, kebe. You have not seen a millionaire before. One is sitting next right beside you. Yeah. Some of you, the ladies, those who, when they are greeting you, when they are doing this, and because they want to show their ring. You are coming to the altar this year. You too, you are coming to say, I do. So when they do this, you also, you know. Hallelujah.